Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. To be a part of the show, we're at 215-263-6700.
Yeah, and we encourage you to give us a call because we're talking about navigation this morning. I was just reading that Google Maps is going to start upping their game and competing a little more heavily with Waze, which I didn't realize was also owned by Google.
It's a nice deal if you can get it, right?
I know. But, you know, if you're on Waze, like, what kind of navigation do you use? Everybody has something, right?
I normally use Google, just Google Maps.
Google Maps. Yeah. Okay. So I'm a Waze girl, and I like it because I feel like it gives you more accurate, up-to-date traffic information. And I like knowing where the cops are. I'm going to be honest, because I have a lead foot. I drive fast. And I appreciate when people let me know are police officers coming up, right?
And I've noticed Google has started doing that. Google Maps has.
That's the thing. That's right. But, like, the police are not happy.
No, they can't be.
Although I am convinced, my husband and I talk about this all the time, because we'll drive down, like, a stretch of 202, and there will be, like, five little police officer emojis along the Waze route. And we're like, there aren't any cops there. So we think that the cops actually plant the little things.
They're in on it just to slow everybody
just
down.
Just slow everybody down, which works. Because I'm going to slow down. I'm going to slow down. And then I'm
slowing down for you.
And then
yeah,
I'm
going to
speed up.
I'm
going to slow down, slow it up that you're not going to actually pull me over for my speed.
The odd thing about navigation is, like, we assume everybody has it.
Yeah.
If not in their vehicle, then on their phone. It's amazing how many times I'm taking my dog for a walk and people will stop and ask me for directions somewhere. And I'm thinking, do you not have a phone?
Right.
Like, do you not know
who asks for directions anymore? Although I will say, because you live in the city, and when I'm in the city, sometimes my navigation gets totally squirreled up, and that's I panic. You know, like if you because I feel like we've like my dad. Let me just go back. My dad could get us anywhere in the world. He could just figure out his way to get there.
Uh-huh.
He was a navigational genius. Okay.
Sure.
I don't think anyone has those skills anymore.
No, it's an old school dad gene.
We rely on our navigation system so much that the other day I was driving to, we stayed at a hotel and I was going to the, it doesn't matter what it is. Anyway, so I'm driving the suicide prevention walk. So I'm driving from my hotel past the airport. But my navigation took me into the airport.
So I drive in
and I'm like, okay. So I'm following the lines. Do you know that I drove in and out of the airport three times before I finally turned my phone off, put it under the seat of my car so that I wasn't tempted to grab it again, and just looked at the signs to figure out what road I have
and
to get on.
And got you out,
to,
right?
Yes. Yes, yeah, but, like, amazing. Why did it take me that long to actually look at the signs instead of staring at this map? I relied so heavily on my phone, and it let me down.
You just figure that's more up-to-date than any old sign that's sitting on a road.
Oh, for heaven's sake. It's ridiculous, but we're so reliant on our navigation. I can't be the only one who's ever gotten stuck, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
that
I hope
has
not.
To happen a
lot. Let us know. 215, how has navigation steered you wrong? 215-263-6700. Good morning, XTU. Who is this?
This is Rob talking.
All right, Rob, we're talking about navigation. Do you have it on your phone? Do you rely on it? Has it ever gotten you lost?
Absolutely. I am geographically challenged, and I admit it 100%.
All right.
I have friends that say, you know where my house is. Come over. I'm like, just text me the address. And they're like, no, but it's up here. You know, you go up there, make a left, and I'm like, I need an address.
Yeah, like, you've been here a dozen times.
Right.
How do you not know how to get to my house?
I do it at work all the time. They're like, go to so-and-so's house. I'm like, I need addresses. I need addresses to get to places. Don't tell me go to Johnson and Miller. You know, I need address.
I think it just comes down to this. I think it comes down to there's only so much space in your brain, right? And you are using that space for other things, not directions.
Yep. I rely on my phone too much.
It's my brain is full.
It really is.
Full brain, Rob. We
All
appreciate
right.
you.
Well done.
Well, thank you. Love you. Love your show, guys.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Sarah, we're talking about getting lost with your GPS.
Yes, but I didn't want to weigh in more on that, but I wanted to weigh in on what Andy said about her father knowing exactly where to go. My fiance is 23 years old. He knows exactly where everything is. He needs no maps, no anything. He knows exactly where we're going. We go there once. He knows how to get there every time. And it's just amazing.
So it's not a lost art. There are still people out there.
Yeah, I think it's a personality, like per person. Like if you just, it's an instinct. Like you have to just know how to get there. You know what roads to take, where it is, what left and right. And it's crazy to me. I need a GPS. I rely on the GPS. Okay. But he does not at all.
So you're the exact opposite of him. Is that why you had to marry him?
Yeah, that's the deal breaker, is that he knew where he was going.
Poor Sarah would still be like roaming around somewhere.
Yeah, I was lost, and then now he found me.
And now he found you. Perfect.
That's great.
Well, I think Debbie needs to be found, so we're going to check in with her. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
So, Debbie, has navigation ever steered you wrong?
Yes. Good morning. My husband and I take a lot of day trips, and we put in one day to go to Cape May Zoo. And on our GPS, it says, you've reached your destination. We were at a cemetery.
The worst zoo ever.
Yes.
These animals are dead.
Was it even close, or were you like 100 miles off?
Well, on the Cape May website, they forgot to put Route 9. They just had their address. They didn't put Route 9. So when you went right from their website to your GPS, it took you to a cemetery.
Oh, that's funny. That's tough luck for you, Deb. Sorry
you
about
learned.
That.
No problem.
If navigation has ever steered you wrong, give us a call. Let us know at 215-263-6700. Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XT. We're talking about navigation steering you wrong. These stories are fantastic. Good morning. Who is this?
Hello?
Good morning. This is Katie.
Hey, Katie. All right. So you got lost on your way to your best friend was having a baby, right?
She was. Lancaster Women and Babies.
Okay. So
what happened?
Tell us the story.
So it was like 3 a.m. And I was trying to get to the hospital, and I had no idea where I was going because, you know, when you're 23, you don't really think about planning ahead on stuff like that. And it was right when GPS had first come out. It was like, I don't know, 15 years ago, something like that. And so it wasn't entirely reliable. And I was bobbing and weaving up and down the streets trying to figure out where I was going because it put me in the middle of downtown Lancaster, where Lancaster Women and Babies is kind of like on the outskirts of the town. And a cop pulled me over, and he was like, what are you doing? Why are you here? What are you trying to do? And I was crying. I was very upset. I was just trying to get to the hospital, and it was in a city I didn't know. I was very frustrated. And he was like, you really shouldn't be here. This isn't the greatest area. And he ended up giving me a personal escort to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's great. That's so funny. We should all be so lucky.
Yeah.
Than anything.
The tears worked. Well played. Well played.
Thanks, Katie. Let's check in with Kevin. This seems crazy. Kevin, tell us your story.
My family and I drag race on the weekends, and we were heading to a new track called New Media Dragway. And when I went to go put the address in Waze, I just typed in New Media Dragway, and the address came up as 1 Bob Domino Drive. Well, Bob Domino is the name of the owner of the track. So I said, sure, that has to be it.
Sure.
That's got to be it. So I hit go. I knew I was heading north, and it took me all the way up to his lake house. which is about 2 hours away from the actual track.
Oh, no, my gosh. Whoops. Was he there?
Did you knock on his door?
Nope. I pulled in, and I called a friend of mine. I said, you know, does his lake house happen to be nearby the track? And he goes, no, where are you? And he goes, put in 10 drag strip roads. So I put that in, and it showed up in 2 hours away.
That's
2 hours away from my home now. I might as well finish up the 4-hour trip.
Oh, my goodness.
That is awful.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU. With more country next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.